Schule brauchst du was, wenn es die Farbe. Das stört sie auch. Sie fragt, dass da in ihrem Law gibt es auch so Siraj und Munira. The Dawud obviously will refer to the message. The message is perceived either by the eye or by the ear. Person who brings the message sometimes understand it with the eye and sometimes understand it with the ear. So that's Dawud. I, like a miracle, received the letter of Rasulullah Prophet Muslim. So it had to be read sometimes with the eye, sometimes it is with the ear. And he's also the Siraj al-Munira, a brilliant lamp, right? So, one is the lamp that is perceivable by the eyes. And one is the lamp that is perceivable by the heart. So when we say Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Siraj al-Munira, is the lamp that is perceived by the heart. The heart believes it. If you speak to a kafir or anybody, then his heart wants to say that definitely he is the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So no doubt about the Risalat. But he doesn't want to admit, he doesn't want to acknowledge. It's two different things. وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَسْتَيْقَنَتَا أَنفُسْمِنْ. Though they reject, but their hearts are convinced. So we understand that belief also requires admission. This knowing is not sufficient. They also knew, يَعْرِفُونَهُ, they knew. But this knowing is not sufficient. What was required is the belief. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِسْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ إِذَا قِيلُمْ آمِنُوا. So iman is a different thing, and knowing is a different thing. Knowing doesn't mean that you believe in it. Here they knew it, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. But they didn't accept. So that accepting after knowing is called iman. And in accepting, the qalb ka kaam hai, the work of the heart. So you understand that the heart also has got some duties. Like there are some duties attached to the eye, there are duties attached to the ear, duties attached to the tongue. There is a duty also attached to the heart. And the duty is to believe, to accept. So when we say he's a Siraj al-Munira, so he's a light that lightens the heart. So the light is such that it brightens everything, although you can't see it. That's why يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the iman, people of iman. Allah Ta'ala pulls them out of the darkness of doubts, disbelief, wrong. So he pulls them out into the light, of iman, righteousness, and right conduct. So they pulled out from the darkness of doubts, darknesses of wrong, darknesses of disbelief, darknesses of wrong behavior. So Allah brings them out into the light of iman, righteousness, good behavior. So that means this is something that is desired, that you should keep asking for this nur. So that the nur, when it increases, then the iman also will strengthen. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. And if you look at the kuffar, they work in reverse. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. They had some understanding, but then they didn't appreciate that understanding, Allah turned them back. يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ. The little understanding they had, that also they were cut away from, and they went into the abyss, the depths of darkness. One layer of darkness, the second layer of darkness, the second layer of darkness. So dark that you can't see your own hand. So there are layers of light and layers of darkness. And what is desired is this layers of light, that light and heart will become so bright, so brilliant. So when that light is so brilliant, then deen becomes so convincing, so much more understanding, because you got the light now. Before you didn't have the light. Now you got the light, so you see it, and you see it so clearly. So that Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had asked that Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Ali about his halat. So he explained three things. کہ بندہ کے سامنے مادح اور ذام برابر ہے. In my sight, praise and disgrace is the same. I don't get moved by praise, nor do I get moved by disgrace. So both are the same. But to say it is easy, but to have this, it's a different thing altogether. That you don't get moved by praises, you don't get moved by disgraces. Both are the same. So, when you reach at that level, praise and disgrace means nothing to you, then that is the high level, very high and excellent level of Iman. Because your sight is on Allah Ta'ala, that He is the doer. When He is the doer, then I will not take any exception by He is doing. He is saying something or He is saying something, I won't take exception. Why? Because Allah is the doer. So when Allah is the doer, and He makes things happen, then I will not take exception that anybody is doing anything. So it's a perfection of Iman. So whether it is someone praises you or someone disgraces you, someone that defames you or someone belittles you. Not that you ask him to defame you, but your mind is not affected. You may tell him something, but your mind is not affected. Now what's going to happen to me? I was defamed and I was belittled in public, so what's going to happen of me now? So he's not concerned about that. The second thing that Mawlana Ghawees Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had said, اور نصوص میں مجھے کوئی شبہات نظر نہیں آتے. In the text of the Quran or the Hadith, I don't find anything that is contradictory, any confliction. I don't find anything that is of a doubtful character. I see it clearly. So that's an indication of perfection of knowledge. One is of perfection of Iman, and one is perfection of knowledge. So when the knowledge is perfect, then all these grey areas all are cleared up. And you see it clear. So if something seems to be conflicting, then you can understand what this thing really amounts to. Or amounts to be conflicting, but what it really means, what is the understanding of it, I get it straight away. So to get the understanding straight away, That means it's an indication of the perfection of knowledge. I saw it once, and immediately I grasped the whole thing. So I didn't need to exert myself to understand what the thing is. I got it, and I got it straight. So that's an indication of perfection of knowledge. Otherwise, a normal person, he finds a lot of difficulty in trying to find out what's the exact meaning. He can't get the exact meaning. And here, straight, one stroke, he got the meaning. So the ability to grasp and see things properly, correctly, that's of a very high level, highest level. Get it straight. The teacher is explaining a concept, and it's a bright student, and he gets it straight. He's got no doubts, no qualms, no reservations, he's got it straight. So he's always should get it straight. It also shows the affinity that he had with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that something is explained and he's got it straight. So there must be a great bond from the fountain of knowledge. This is the fountain of knowledge, and this is the recipient of knowledge. So he must have got a strong bond, right? The bond is so such that he knows exactly what is the mansha, what is meant here, what the Rasulullah person desires, he knows it exactly. So that's an indication of the perfection of knowledge. And the third, he says, path and the duty that I owe to Allah Ta'ala is like natural to me. Whatever has to be done is like natural. Like, I'm hungry and I need to eat. You need to give a person an invitation. Please come and eat. Ta'at, tab'iyat jaisi ho jati hai. You want to go to the toilet, you have to make targhib. Please go to the toilet now. So that becomes natural. He will not feel fulfilled until he doesn't do it. Does it? I feel fulfilled. And until he didn't do it, he feels there's a void, right? Similarly, a haram or a wrong, he feels an aversion towards it, like how you have a natural aversion against filth, soil, stench, dirt, right? You have a natural aversion. So the aversion towards wrong is natural. So now that's an indication of perfection of amal, right? One is perfection of iman, then perfection of ilm, and then perfection of amal. If a person got all his iman, he got his amal right, he got his ilm right, then anything lacking. Amal is perfect. Iman. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. Iman is right and amal is right. But for the amal and the iman to be right, then the ilm needs to be right. If the ilm is not right, you can't see right, then can the iman be right? Ilm is not right, can the iman be right? Can't be right because the ilm is not right. So ilm has to be right, amal must be right, and iman must be right. So what we are talking about, siraj al munira, right? A brilliant lamp. So this nur, this light, is perceived by what? It's perceived by the heart. Right? So when you see something, you understand it, you grasp it straight. Right? Like you are in a light, and you see something, you see it straight. You don't have to touch, feel, go near, put a glass or something, magnifying glass. You don't need to put anything. You see it, and you see it straight. Nowadays, I tell the youngsters, please don't buy binoculars, or the more powerful ones, don't buy it. So, that is all. You see from, you see a distance, etc. What's wrong with it? Now, these things come into the children's hand. Children nowadays, under 50, all children, all babies. So, you get people complaining here, right? One person says that, I had the powerful binoculars, very powerful. You could see through things, so powerful. So, I saw a house, and I saw the window, and beyond the window was the bath, and this young girl, pretty, and she was bathing. And I just kept on watching. See, if it's your sister, or your mother, or someone, or your wife, or something, someone does that, how do you feel? See, now, the users are not right. So when the user is not right, the thing may be a good gadget, but is the user right? It's powerful, such a powerful lens. I can see like this and how to adjust the thing. It's make out of cover. The beauty in it is if you are using it correctly. If you're not using it correctly, then what's the use? Then it's an abuse. So for the heart to be, to have the ability to see things right. So Allah Ta'ala has given it that nur, that the heart sees and sees it right, captures it properly and short. So then the iman will be perfect. There's no doubts, there's no gray areas. Capture it straight, one shot. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that light. So, that light now, like he's a da'iyan ila Allah, then he's a siraj al-munira. For the zahir, he's a da'i. For the batin, he is a siraj al-munir. So to brighten outside, to be able to see the outside, he's a da'i. And for the heart to be brightened, that your ilm, understanding, the iman must be sound, right? Iman must be sound. Ilm must be sound. Then you need the light of the siraj al-munir. See, so there's two sides. One is the zahir. Right? One is the batin. To be able to access the zahir, then you need to have the word, right? And to get the batin, you need to have that siraj al-munir. So then your heart will be right. You see it and you saw it straight, properly. You grasp it and you grasp it full. You took it and you took it complete, right? So there was nothing that was left out. You saw it and saw it complete. That's now siraj al-munir. Now for the zahir to be right, then your ears or your eyes must be right, isn't it? Ears must get it right, and the eyes must get see it right. Then the zahir is right. the batin to be right, then the batin must be right for you to be able to grasp the batin, the iman full, right? Similarly, to get that ilm straight, to get that muhabbat right, then the batin needs to be right. The muhabbat will come in, iman will be right, and all the muqtazayat of the iman will be right. Iman will be right, and all the muqtaza of the iman will be right. The muqtaza of the iman is all muhabbat, shukr, sabr, etc. All will fall in place, right? The batin is right. But if the batin is not right, then you don't get the muqtaza of the batin. To get the batin right, batin must be right. To be able to access the batin, to access the siraj al-munir, then the muqtaza of the batin will be right. The muqtaza of the batin is iman. Muqtaza of iman is shukr, sabr, right? Rida bil qada, etc. That's the muqtaza of the batin. But for that to be right, this needs to be right. This is right, then you get it right. And if this is not right, then you're not going to get it right. So, Now, then for the heart to be right, then what is required? So, it was the Sahaba Ikram, then they got it directly. They were there, but they got it directly. There was no barrier in between. There was no wasta. There was nothing in between. They got it, and they got it direct. And they captured it so well that nobody can be at their level. They captured that batin so well that nobody can be at the level of the Sahaba. That is directly. Point. People after that, they got, but they didn't get it as directly as the Sahaba Ikram got it. They got it directly. See, like, you are walking, right? And bright. Do you need any assistance? You don't need any assistance. You don't need a guide. You know, coming to the gate is a masjid, and the brightness shows you exactly the entrances, the serfs, etc. Everything is shown to you. So that's the Sahaba. They saw it, and they came straight. Now imagine, there's another person now, who is blind, right? Can he see like the first person? He can't see. So he'll require some assistance and some guidance. He will touch, he'll feel, he'll touch, he'll feel, and then he'll tread. So his knowledge is through touching and feeling. And that person's knowledge is seeing, as is both the same. So the Sahaba Ikram's iman, they saw it. And after that, it wasn't like the Sahaba Ikram. Although there was some vision, right? But the vision wasn't like the Sahaba Ikram. Like, an example is illustrated like this. The Sahaba Ikram are looking at things. How they're looking at it? Say, you can see this line here, right? From this point to the line, I'd say it's just less than a meter, right? From where I'm sitting to that white line is just less than a meter. What I'm showing, is it accurate or not? It's accurate, isn't it? There's no doubt about it, it's just less than a meter. Right? This means very little, less than a meter, right? So, the Sahaba Kiram are looking at things so close. Right. And people that came afterwards, they also seeing the picture, but they're seeing the picture from a distance. Right. So, if I tell you that from this masjid to that top masjid, to the Jama masjid, say I tell you, it's 50 meters, right? So, it has to have it, is it precise or is it just an estimate? That's an estimate. But I'm seeing it, but I'm seeing it from a distance. I'm not seeing it on the spot. Yeah, I'm seeing it on the spot. And the Sahaba, Ikram, right? And then people that came afterwards, they are seeing it, but they're seeing it from a distance, so there can be a mistake in the estimates, right? The estimate can be mistaken. So they saw it, and they saw it directly. There was no obstruction. They saw it. But imanu fi kulubhim. Iman was, even if they joked, but imanu fi kulubhim kal jibal. They're like rooted like mountains. You can't shake them. The jibal, why? Because rasiyah, you can't shake them. They're so well settled, you can't shake. Come what may, come the opposition, the odds, but they were unshakable. So again, we're coming to this batin now. Alright, that was now the Sahaba Ikram, they got it, right? Now the people after the Sahaba Ikram, then how do they get it? So those that were closest to the Sahaba Ikram, they got the picture more easily, right? Like as though we're talking from here to the top masjid, right? But Sahaba Ikram, they were on the spot, they saw it straight. And then the Tabi'in, they saw it at some distance, say 30 meters, 20 meters they saw it from there, right? So they saw it, it's not that they didn't see it. But they saw it from a number of a distance. So the first person's view and the second person's view is not the same. Then now, the people that came afterwards, so their view will then begin to diminish, right? But now, for their view to improve, what is required? So for their view to improve, there's three requirements. You want to take, you want to access the Siraj al-Munir. So, Allah Pak says it, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ, right? When they say, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ الصَّادِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ من المهاجرين والأنصار وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. They are following them, but they are rightfully following them. They are not just following them indiscriminately, rightfully, correctly, not randomly, not picking and choosing, but properly, correctly. They are following, but they are following correctly, properly. They are doing it well. So now, there's going to be two things here. If the links are going to be less, the picture is going to be clearer. Right? The tabi'in, right? The links are less, right? You look at Hasan Basri, Ibn Sirin, right? Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, right? Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, all of them, right? So they're all coming under tabi'in. And under tabi'in now, can anybody come to their level? So that level is very high. Although it's not as high as the Sahaba, but it's then to very high. So why it's so high? Because the links are less. So the distance is shorter. And the distance is shorter because the picture better. So the iman is more sound. Iman will be sound, knowledge will be sound, right? Understanding will be sound. But as the links will then will increase, then you're getting the picture, but not as well as that first person. First person, how we saw it. So now, your vision will be subject to what? Subject to two things, three things. One is, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. So, those that followed, right? Followed who? Sahaba Ikram. They followed, right? And they followed and they followed well. So one is to follow. So this whole silsila of the soul is teaching you to follow. So you got a sheikh, sheikh got a sheikh, and so forth and so on, until that whole chain reaches up to the Sahaba Ikram. See, so following them. So you're following them, right? So adatan, the picture only comes right if you follow, right? And for you to follow, you have to be with him, to understand him, to appreciate him, to be able to absorb his message, you have to be with him. Like the Sahaba Ikram, they're with him, right? And those that saw him more, they understood him more. Those that understood, they saw less, they understood less. Those that were there all the time, Hazir Bash, so their martaba is different. Those that were around, but they didn't see him, so their martaba is different. So, to be able to follow, then you, the person must be in front. Like, Imam is doing the namaz, right? He's saying, just follow me. So those that are in the first serve, they see the Imam better. Those that are directly behind the Imam, they see the Imam even better. And those that are in the second serve, then they see, but not like the first. Third will be then decreased. Right? So the sight will be the best with association and you being there physically. So as the links will increase, then the vision also will decrease. So the same will happen on the silsila, right? So if the chain, the links are less, then the vision is better. So that chains become effective when you connect yourself. If you didn't connect yourself, how can it happen? See a chain, right? Think of a chain, and the strength of the chain is that each link is connected properly. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُونَ بِإِحْسَانِ. But if the link is not connected at all, doesn't happen, right? It's connected but not properly then. So it has to be connected, but connected well. Connected, but connected well. So we're following the elders, and we're following them well. See, think of the chain again. Connected, but connected well. Not just randomly. Connected well means how it's supposed to be connected. What? Connected how it's supposed to be connected. Not however you think it will be connected. How it is supposed to be connected, you connect yourself accordingly. One is what I would like it to be, right? Or what I imagine it to be. And one is what it's supposed to be. Two different things, isn't it? Right? One is what I imagine it to be, what I guess it would be, and one is what it's supposed to be. So are both the same things. وَالَّذِينَ see this eyes again. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Connected, but connected well. Connected rightly. Then you can say it's right. The connection is right. Same happens in anything. In a life wire, right? If the connection is right, then the current is right. But if it's not connected right, either you don't get any current, or you don't get the desired level. The voltage won't be like you desire. You connect it, right? We didn't connect it well. It's done, right, you can see, you can't see. Why? Because the wire has to be connected right. And you can shout, electrician, throw everybody else, but have you connected yourself right? Yes. So this batin of yours has to be connected right. This wire and the voltage, huh? So the voltage will pass through according to how well that was connected. Connected very well, right. Then Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah had passed away. You know? So I used to visit my Ustad Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah. And once I excused myself, because of the distance, I can't frequent. He said, he told me that, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, you don't need that. You don't need to frequent. And Muhammad Yasab Rahmatullah, he complained to his sheikh that I don't have the money to come and visit you. So his sheikh told him, so how well it is connected, so will be the transfusion. Transfusion will be as well as how well it is connected. It's not that you are connected, not that you are near, no. You think it's near and I got him or not. It's not just near, how well you connected. How well. See, like how you got a radio station, right? You're right at the stair of the radio station, but you're not connected well, so the transmission will be right. But the radio station is here, and you're sitting in Cape Town, but you turn to the right channel, right? Now how the transmission will be? In spite of the distance, you're getting the transmission, you're getting the flow very right, very well. Here and there. But the flow is so clear, so sound, so clear. So that connection has to be right. For you to be able to draw right, get that imani strength, get that ilm right, get that akhlaq right, so that connection needs to be right. When the connection is right, then everything goes right. The connection is not right, then you'll get a flow, but it'll be weak, sometimes failing, sometimes coming up, sometimes flowing, sometimes stopping. Sometimes you are misreading the thing. You're seeing one to be two, two to be four, It must ring the thing. So that is when the connection is a problem in the connection. This is called Sirajam Munira. So one is the following, right? So if you follow the following, then following the Sunnah, right? As explained to you and propounded by your mashayikh, your elders, how they explain to you, you're adhering to the teaching. Grasping by the one. Number two is this, that you're going to grasp and you're going to access the light of the least blossom, that light and that lamp. Right? Then the second thing is the muhabbat, what level of muhabbat you have. So you will have to think how to accelerate the muhabbat. The muhabbat must increase. So you think about the favors of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his beauty, his favors, his ihsan, right? The goodness, the greatness, his qualities, his ways, all that you think about. As you think about all these things here, then the muhabbat then increases. So one is the following, right? Number two is the muhabbat, right? And the third thing is, is what they say in the hadith, مَنْ صَنَعَ بِكُمْ مَعْرُوفًا فَكَافِئُوا. Someone does good to you, then pay him for it. So, the goodness that was done by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nobody could do that level of goodness. You understand that your parents are good to you. Your astatis are good to you, right? Mashayikh are good to you. Yes, everything in place. But the goodness that was brought to you by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, can anybody come to that level? Any human being. So for kafi'u. So then, pay him for it. That's how Allah Pakistan designed it, that someone has done good to you, so you return the good. For kafi'u. So, فَإِلَّمْ تُكَافِئُوا فَاسْنُوْ عَلَيْهِ خَيْرًا. So the mukafat can be in two ways, right? Mukafat, repayment is in two ways. One is to make dua. As with regards to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there will be durood sharif, salawat, salam, right? He will do it, right? And then, sometimes, you praise him also. You praise him in your mind, read about his praises, read about his beauty, his greatness, his sublime character, talk about it. So you are praising him, right? Why? You're talking about his greatness, his goodness, his beauty, his teachings, right? His ways, his mannerisms. That's a way of praising, right? And you talk about your parents, right? The goodness of the parents. This is what happened, this is what they did on this occasion. So what you intend doing? Praising them, right? That's a way of praising them, his achievements, his greatness, his valor, his beauty, his bravery, his achievements, right? His day, his night, his domestic life, his public life. You are talking about it. So that's a way to praise it, right? Praise him. فَإِلَّمْ تُكَافِئُوا فَاسْنُوْ. So one is to pay him, and one is to praise him. One is to pay him, and it's to do Sharif, and one is to praise the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So to praise Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a different way. So you've got these three things, then that light has been accessed. Then it's totally subject to your connection, number one, how well the connection is. Number two is, after the connection, the commitment for you to follow, right? وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا, right? Commitment to follow. And number three is then, مُكَافَات, مُكَافَات بِالْإِحْسَان. And مُكَافَات بِالْإِحْسَان is in two ways. One is you're making dua, right? And one is you praising the person. And I told you what is the meaning of praise. You talk about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his ways, his character, his mannerisms, his teachings, right? His day, his night, his domestic life, his public life. So you ask somebody, you are friends, you are home, and then you are talking about him. And that talking about him, in our language, is called tali. Because the books that are written, all about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. More in particular, the Sirat, and then the other kitabs are so as to say, elucidating the same thing that is in the Sirat. What's contained in the Sirat, these other kitabs are elucidating the same thing. Bringing it to our level. Because all of us don't know how to get it direct from the Sirat. So we need an explanation. We need to understand, right? Understand the application, how it fits, which place, how the Sahaba can, how they did it, right? If it was at a time of war, how did they do it? If they were traveling, how did they do it? If it was namaz, then how did they do it? So the same sirat is being elucidated through this kitab. So that's called the praise, right? So these three things are required. The following, number one, that we just follow. The following also, without any reservation, without any hesitation, following. No hesitation, no reservation. حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت. In any matter, they will appoint Rasulullah as the final decider. He will decide. Any situation, what's his decision? The final. Then after that, I would not have any reservation, no exception. Why like this and why not like this? So that's called following. If you appoint him, that's the end. Then after that you won't ask questions, you won't have reservations, not mentally, not emotionally, in any way no reservation. Fully. وَيُسَلِّمُ تَسْلِيمًا. Right. The second, I said, to connect yourself correctly. And the third I said, last one I said, was with mukafat. Mukafat bil ihsan. Now I'll show you now. Properly. Yeah. I was asking about this morning. So, some things need time. Can't just 5 minutes to give it. So, I have to be a genius, and the receiver has to be a genius. So, when we aren't like that, so you bring it right down, now you understand what the thing is. So then you get the full light. And then you can see properly, you can see things in perspective, right perspective.